you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey everyone, I just want to give a quick shout out to all of the listeners. Wow, I've had some amazing response from the last five episodes of the new Heal Your Story with Heidi Dallaire podcast. Many of you have reached out of your own personal stories of where you're struggling, what you have connected to within a particular episode, and you know how I can potentially help you, and it's been wonderful to connect. So again, thank you to all the listeners who have shared my podcast episodes, and it means so much to me that you know this topic, these things that I choose to talk about are resonating with you. A lot of what I do on this podcast is literally me using my voice for a better tomorrow for you and myself. So without further ado, I want to get into episode 87, Signs That Your Relationship Is in Trouble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, this list could be really, really, really long. I'm just going to quickly go over a few signs that your relationship may be in trouble, and then I'm going to focus in on 3 that I believe are like the top things. Like, if these are showing up in your relationship, man, you either need to take stock and put effort in, or it's just not going to work. So let's just go over a couple of things here. So there are many signs that your relationship might be in trouble. When you disagree, you seldom resolve your differences. When ghosts from the past relationships surface because they were never dealt with, one or both of you put your children first over the relationship or yourselves. One or both of you can't express your feelings or needs. And resentment for little things just keep adding up. And one or both of you feel criticized by the other, not feeling good enough. Okay, like I said, this list could go on and be just like a list podcast, but we're not going to do that. I want to go over the signs that I think really need a light shown on them if they're showing up for you. So right at the top of the list for me is if you and your partner cannot resolve conflict. This honestly is like everything in a relationship. Every relationship has conflict, disagreements, and challenges. And if you can't resolve conflict, the relationship will fail. You are two different people with underlying different opinions about things. And if you and your partner don't have the right tools to resolve conflict in a healthy way, the conflict will just continue to grow. There needs to be a safe space for this conflict to be resolved. And enough unresolved conflict will turn into resentment, anger, and you will eventually drift away from each other. Relationship just keeps cracking until one or both parties decide that it just is not worth it anymore. So I'd say that if you want to work on your relationship and put a priority order to it, then learning to resolve conflict would be at the top. It needs the most attention and care to be shining on it. That can happen through group work or couples counseling or coaching. And resolving conflict will give your relationship a foundation to stand on and build upon. It will take both partners to make this happen. One can't learn or want to resolve conflict and the other not. You know, like one can't be all in and the other one be like, yeah, I don't really want to work on that. It just doesn't work that way. It takes a commitment from both of you to want to find that healthy, safe space to resolve the conflict. Say one partner's really defensive and can't take ownership while the other is open to listening and seeing the conflict through a wider lens. Can you see how this then becomes frustrating for the one who's open to resolution, but the other can't get past their defensiveness because they aren't able to tell their partner that they feel vulnerable or afraid to talk about it? They just end up lashing out in defensive manners. This ends up just being a relationship game that, you know, each party ends up playing completely by themselves. Another sign that your relationship is in trouble is if you are becoming disconnected from yourself. This is when the partner or the relationship is causing you to become disconnected from yourself. You are distancing yourself from yourself. And you have to get really clear that it isn't just you and your stuff and baggage that is causing this, that it is the relationship itself that is causing it. This takes some quiet time and reflection to make that distinction. A healthy relationship will give you the space to grow as an individual and keep your own identity in and out of the relationship. And this happens because the relationship will be encouraging and supportive. The partner will be on your team and want what is best for you and for you to make your own decisions about how you are moving in your own story. Now, if the relationship is not healthy and your partner doesn't respect or support who you are and is emotionally knocking you down, you will slowly start disconnecting from yourself in order to please the partner, or disconnect from yourself because you start to not believe in yourself. Again, this needs to be looked at from two lenses. The lens that you look at the disconnection from yourself due to it being from your stuff, or the disconnect from yourself due to the relationship and your partner. Once you look at this deeply, and if it is because of the relationship and the partner, then the relationship is in trouble. Because we can't have a relationship with another if the relationship with ourselves is struggling or also in trouble. So how do we look into this to discern the difference? This is when you need to get out of your head and really drop into your body to feel the situation. This embodiment work is key to the work that I do with my clients. You need to look at the relationship overall over time. Not just a fight you may have had last week, but the overall relationship. If you are disconnected due to the relationship, then what are you going to do about it as a couple? If you are disconnecting because of your own things, then you will need to take ownership of that and find a resolution for yourself and the things that you are bringing to the table that are affecting the relationship. What are you going to do to start connecting with yourself again? And the last topic I want to get into, or the last sign that I think is super, uber important, is if you are feeling invisible, unseen, or unheard in your relationship. This happens when your partner doesn't provide a space where they listen to you. And not just listen to you in order to respond, that isn't actually listening. It's listening in a way that they really take you in and connect with you. It's actually creating life with you, and that makes you feel heard and seen. If, however, what you say to them goes in one ear and out the other, or they are defensive or deflective about what you say and make what you are saying all about them, then the two of you are doing life separately, not together. And this will result in you starting to feel invisible. You and your needs don't matter to them. And like in all of the other scenarios, if this continues for too long with you feeling invisible and unheard, you will choose that it isn't for you, or you just disappear from yourself. Now, are you feeling invisible in your relationship? What can you do to be heard or seen? What have you tried? What ownership are you taking to show up and explain to your partner that you feel this way without blaming them? What are you saying to them to even let them know that you don't feel seen or heard and that you want to work on it? Expressing yourself and your feelings about this is your first step in not feeling invisible. It is you showing up for yourself in the relationship. Anything after that will depend on your partner's response. And that itself could become a whole other podcast episode. We're not going to go into that today. So if you can't or won't express yourself and your feelings around this, then nothing will change and you will continue to feel invisible. So what are you going to do to express yourself? If you have trouble doing that in any part of your life, seek assistance, practice telling people your needs. Many of you will ask what you can try before giving up on the relationship. The best way to create a relationship built on love, trust, and intimacy is to first take responsibility for your own actions, then practice acceptance and compassion for your partner. All relationships have problems, even the ones that seem perfect. Keep in mind that realistic expectations of each other and conflict resolution can keep resentment from building and causing serious relationship problems. If you are struggling with expressing yourself in relationships of any kind and want to get clarity around trusting your inner guidance, check out my HeartSpace sessions on my Work With Me page at HeidiDelaire.com. You can book a Heal Your Story strategy session to start the process. Thank you so much. Sending you lots of love. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDelaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Delaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.